Welcome to my first episode of my summited podcast of Grade 11 Contemporary Aboriginal Voices. This is about a novel, Indian Horse, by Richard Wagamese. I will briefly summarize on the details of the book. I will be discussing about my essential questions, how the stories reinforce my understanding of Indigenous issues, and a short interview with Vikram Kumar, who also read this book. Our essential questions for today's topic is that, what is the impact of residential schools on Indigenous people, and how does the experience with residential schools shape their identities? Here's the summary of the book Indian Horse. The novel Indian Horse by Richard Wagamese talks about Saul's Indian horse life, an Indigenous kid who has to suffer through multiple traumas in residential school. Saul is the protagonist and also the narrator of the novel. His family background is the member of a fish clan, an Indigenous tribe that are mostly seen in Winnipeg. Saul is kidnapped and being brought to residential school, where he has to spend days suffering through multiple brutal events. This includes being physically and sexually abused, receiving no love from adults, and get his culture removed. Saul has a passion for hockey, and his dream is to become a professional hockey player in the future. Father Labotile sees his effort and gives him a job as a janitor at the hockey rink because Saul's is not old enough to be allowed to practice or join the team. So Saul secretly practices skating and try all the moves that he sees on TV every day after he's finished his cleaning job. One day, Father Labotile gives Saul a chance to play a game when one of the team members was injured during practice. Saul gets to show all his skills that are acquired from his observation every day without training. He embraces Father Labotile and gains more trust from him when he is allowed to be in the team. Hockey brings up to Saul a lot of joyful moments that fill in the gap of his family inside him. Even though having to face with all the prejudice and racist comments about his background, Saul is doing great and surprised everyone with his skills that he secretly learns from everyday post-cleaning. One day, Fred Kelly, he's an Indigenous Canadian man, adopts Saul and gives him a better chance to achieve his goal as a professional hockey player. Because Fred has a tournament team, it's called the Moose, that competes in a native tournament where Saul will get to play in a more professional environment with people who are more mature. Saul becomes the secret weapon of the team and helps to defeat the previous year's champion of the league, bring his team to the next level of hockey when the Moose is now known by everyone around Canada. Together with his teammates, Saul is going through a lot of brutal events, mostly the racist attitude from other white Canadian hockey teams. Saul gets an offer to play for the Toronto Marlboro in the NHL. With all the encouragement from his friends, Saul decides to try his luck in Toronto. Suffering through all the prejudice turns Saul to a different person. More violent and aggressive about everything. He becomes an alcoholic and leaves hockey to find another job. After struggling his life from all the horrible memories about the past, Saul goes back to hockey and start a new life with a fresh mindset about his past. Moving on, I'm going to explain how the stories reinforce our understanding of Indigenous issues through the use of some major themes that are covered in this novel, including child abuse, cultural genocide, and social integration. This will cover the conclusion of our essential questions for today. First of all, child abusement is greatly emphasized throughout the first part of the book, where the protagonist witnesses and experiences all the brutal events toward children and at residential school. The good thing about this novel that helps to better illustrate the theme of child abusement is that it is told in first person point of view it helps the reader to understand on the thoughts of the character, because the narrator is a protagonist who has to suffer through residential school himself. Child abuse in this book is both about physical and mental abusement, when all the children have to suffer through fear in residential school. This is this one quote in a novel when a boy gets beaten up for not obeying with a nun. She's cradled it in both palms, and with a blurred motion, she twisted Loney around by the collar and pushed him to his knee. He screamed as the paddle struck his back. As we can see, it is unacceptable for an adult to abuse a kid like that when he simply just doesn't call the other guy his father. A lot of people said that the residential school helps to teach Indigenous people how to fit in with Canadian culture and for them to learn Christianity. It sounds like it's a great place for Indigenous kids to learn and hope for a better future. But everything is brutal there. There isn't enough food for everyone. Physical punishments are used a lot, and they receive a disrespectful attitude every day just because of their culture. The book has done a great job in pointing out on the dark sides of residential school and the abusement of children in particular. The second theme that helps to reinforce our understanding about Indigenous culture is the theme of cultural genocide. This is one of the reasons that lead to child abuse that we have discussed. There are a lot of actions being taken to wash off the culture inside every student at a residential school. Having to experience through all of that, the narrator tells the story with a really familiar voice that is able to create such a feeling inside a reader. Some examples could be that the kids aren't allowed to speak in their language or talk to each other. They are named by the number and are forced to forget their real name. Another thing that terribly shows the cultural genocide in the novel is that the protagonist, Sauls, had his braid cut off on his first day at the school. This is the most disrespectful thing that could have been done towards Indigenous people as well as their culture. It creates a shameful feeling inside him for losing a symbol that represents himself, his identity. As we can see, the book has mentioned all the possible events that could brutally be done toward Indigenous people and to try and remove the culture away from them. Finally, as well, the last theme I'm going to be discussed today is the social integration of Indigenous people after suffering through residential school. Indigenous people who have left residential school have a hard time integrating with the society due to a lot of racial prejudice about their culture, skin color, or simply just how they look. In the novel Indian Horse, Saw has emphasized all the problems that he has to deal with when leaving St. Jerome to play hockey. Even though he's a talented player, everyone still thinks of him as a joke because he's a non-white Canadian. They make fun of him for being short, laugh at him for having the Indian look, doesn't believe in him because he's just a native kid. Saw tries to improve himself day by day without being distracted by all the rudeness of people. But nobody knows inside a strong, tough boy is a broken soul because of his family was separated. Nobody knows what he has to suffer through in residential school. Indigenous people who has to go through residential school, the moment when they leave, they thought that they could seek help and look for empathy from people in the society to give them a stronger belief in their future. But unfortunately, the crowd effect has created an invisible force that stops them from interacting with other people and share stories to make them feel better. It creates a feeling of not belonging, hopeless when people are avoiding their existence. Other racism against Indigenous people could be seen through some examples in the novels, such as people in the hockey team don't shake hands with Sauls because they think he's dirty, yelling out racist words toward him like Tonto, Square Hoppers, Indians, and a lot worse. People who have the passion and talent like Sauls could make this dream come true when he's being pressured by everyone because of his race. The consequences of all the racism from other people has turned Sauls into an alcoholic who used violence on everything. It shapes his identity into an aggressive, depressed guy when he recalls all of his memory in the past. person like Saul could have done better, have a brighter future, instead of ending up like this. It's all because of the ability of indigenous people to integrate with the society is being weakened by the society itself. It guides their personal identity toward the bad side, prevent them from reaching out for the opportunity to change their life. At the end of the day, they're left with physical and mental wounds that could never be recovered. Finally, our guest speaker has arrived. This is Vikrant Kumar, a fellow classmate who also read the book Indian Horse. So, hello Vikrant, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm pumped to be on the show.
That's good. We're really excited that you took your time out of your busy schedule to come to my show and discuss a few things about the novel and the issues that are being covered about the indigenous culture. So, here's my first question for you. What do you think about the impact of residential school on indigenous children?
It disgusts me what the government did to them. It's so inhuman. Children, abusement from physical, emotional, sexual, whatnot, and how this destroyed how they would develop their identities. Now most of them are alcoholics. Most of them don't even have a future because of what happened. There's something called transgenerational trauma, which is basically all the abuse that they had in the first generation is being passed down to their second, third, maybe fourth. It has just ruined all their lives for most of their coming generations. And most of them can't even lose their memories that they have of their past events. It's just gross. If I had a question back then for the government, I'd be like, why? Are they humans? Are they not? Just tell me. That's all I like to ask the government back then.
Thank you, Vikram. Yeah, it's pretty tough about the problems. Like, I do understand your feeling in this, okay? So here's your second question. When you mentioned about how they develop their identities, do you think it applies to only indigenous kids, or there are still some of them who are success and thrive up to a better life?
Absolutely, yes. As you can see, Saul turns out to be a guy who's trying to forget all those bad memories that he had from the past. At the end of the book, with all the support from his adopted parents, and his family, the thing here is that how the society helps them fit during the process of social integration when they get out of school. Even though having to face with all the prejudice and rude comments and all the racism, I believe there are lots of indigenous kids who receive love, help from the society in order to get shape of their identity in a better way.
Thank you so much for your opinion on this topic, Vikram.
No. Thank you for having me on this show. I would love to talk about this amazing book by Richard Wagmese. Thank you so much.
Thank you.